Thank you, Rabbi Singer, and it's a pleasure, Rabbi Singer. It's a big zechus to be here and to speak to such a chash of a gathering. The title was a focus on Toelis, and Toelis will define it as purpose, as tachlis, a person's mission, and it's a great motivation in Avodas Hashem. I'd like to start with the premise being that when one develops an appreciation for tachlis in general, for the purpose in general, for the fact that there are many things that occupy the planet together with us, and when we are willing to give everything its space and everything its due and everything its chashivas, no matter what it is, even from the vegetable mineral, vegetable, whatever it may be, but we're willing to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is a world of tachlis, it's a world of purpose, so that has a tremendous impact on our Avodas Hashem. That's the premise. Let's bring a raya from the mitzvah of Bal Tashchis. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Lahashchis Ilonei Machol. We know in Parsha Shoftim, the Torah tells us that we're not allowed to wantonly destroy a fruit tree. In his Shoresh HaMitzvah, in explaining this mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch says as follows, Shoresh HaMitzvah Yadua, the root of the mitzvah is well known, Shukidei Lelameid Nafshenu Le'ehov HaTov V'HaToeles. It's in order to train us to love Tov and Toeles Lihidovek Bo. I'd like to be medayik in the word Bo. It didn't say Bohem. It said Bo. Sounds like it's like Hainu Hach in a sense. It means it's the same thing. It's the flip side of the same coin. Tov and Toeles, they're integrally related, they're interlocked with each other. Tov is goodness, and Toelis is purposefulness, and they're integrated one into the other. Mitoch kach, when a person develops that sense of Tov / Toelis, of goodness and purposefulness in his life, it's going to have tremendous beneficial effects. Tidbak bonu atova, somehow, just goodness will surround us. It'll cling to us. A person goes through life, somehow good things happen. V'narchik mikol dover ra, we'll distance ourselves from every bad thing. Mikol dover hashchosa. Hashchosa is degeneration. Degeneration, degeneracy, is not part of his lexicon. It's not part of his world, degeneracy. It's all good. It's all tov. It's all purpose. That's what a person lives. His life is always upward. What a purpose finds in everything. Then he continues with such a striking statement. V'zeu derech ha-chasidim v'anshei maisa. This is the derech of chasidim and men of deeds. Now, listen to all of the elements that he says here. Ohavim shalom. Okay, they love peace. I could hear that. A man of Ma'isim, they're Chasidus. Oh, have shalom. Very good. Smechim b'tuv abrius. They rejoice in good things that happen to people. They're happy when good things happen. Oh, somebody got a promotion. Somebody had a baby. He's so happy. Good things. He's happy. Umikarvin osan la Torah, and he brings them close to Torah, which is also the most wondrous gift that you could give anybody, to bring him close to the Torah. And number four is the surprise. Velo ya'abdu afilu garger shel chardol ba'olam. I mean, he doesn't destroy a mustard seed. How does that all fit in? Ohev shalom. and he's happy with Tov to the Brius, he's becoming people to Torah, and he doesn't destroy a mustard seed. So it seems, like we said before, that Tov and Toeles are interlocked with each other. Can you imagine a person who does destroy mustard seeds? Or let's take an example. A person has a BB gun, and he likes to shoot at daisies. You know, listen, he goes to a field, it's a hefker field, let's say he doesn't want to be a goslin, he goes to a hefker field, and it's filled with tens of thousands of daisies in the field. So he wants to practice his BB gun. And he shoots at daisies. Could you imagine this person to be an Ohev Shalom? Could you imagine that? Ohev Shalom was smeichim b'tuv habrios. It's something rubs the wrong way. And he makes that link, the Sefer Achinuch. The other way around. Lochein reshoyim, acheyim shal mazikim, smeichim v'ashchos, as I got a good shot. You see how that daisy exploded? Smeichim v'ashchos as olam, v'heim v'mashchisim es atzmam. So we see that if a person is developing in himself, that's not his bent. His bent is toelis. His bent is doing something good, bringing something good to the world, something purposeful to the world, and not to destroy anything. In fact, we find, I believe we can say, that if a person develops within himself this sense that the world has a place and everything that in it has a place and everything has a function and it has to be respected, then he can really save himself a lot of problems. In Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, in the third shar, in the third perek of Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he discusses 30 things that a person has to go over. In the beginning of the perek, he says, Tamid. Person should be makabel on himself, lachshov behem, these 30 things, lachshov behem, v'lizkor osam, tamid. To think about them, to reflect on them, to remind themselves about them all the time. So what's number 6? Number 6 out of 30. What's number 6? He says as follows. If a person senses within himself he's rebelling a little bit, he feels himself going a little bit in the wrong direction, he's got to take a cheshbon, because we can do that. Al tamin bi'atzmoch ad yomosoch. Don't trust in yourself till the day you die. A person, no matter when, can go off the track. So we have to constantly say, am I rebelling a little bit? Am I going the wrong direction? Am I slipping? Where's my avodas Hashem? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We ought to constantly reflect on that. And what happens if a person sees that in fact he is? He has himself, you know, he can catch it. Sometimes we catch a little speech we told ourselves in our mind. Oh, what was that? Why, you know, so he brings it out. You have to bring it out into the open for what it is. He's a little shtickle going off the derech. The hafer briso. And to annul the covenant. So what should he do? So what should he do? How can he help himself get off this? So the Chovos HaLevavos suggests as follows. He should think to himself, Yavir Alibo, to pay attention. I'll call Mashi Hisig Bechusha. All of the ability to think and to gaze and to analyze and to ponder, Mishorshe Olam Vanofov, which is the Pirish Paslechem, describes it as the heavens, the earth, everything that's in the heavens, everything that's in the earth, the Arbi Yesodos, fire, earth, air, water, and all of the composites of the Yesodos, and my own limbs, my limbs, my fingers, my feet, all the limbs that I have. He should ponder all of that. And he should think to himself as follows. Ha'im rom imenu dover, Shehimra, Mamre Devoro Mefer Ribrisa. Did you ever see anything in all of the heavens, all of this, the countless stars, all of the things in the world? Did you ever see anything that rebelled against Ribbono Shel Olam? Did you ever see the sun decided, you know, it's getting monotonous to rise in the east, and today I'll rise in the west? Did you ever see such a thing? Did you ever see in the human body something that's supposed to move, like the heart, supposed to pulsate? Did you ever see the heart say, you know, today I'll take a vacation, I'll pulsate the day after tomorrow? Did you ever see that? If it be such a thing, there'd be no world. So he says to himself, well, wait a minute, the world doesn't go against Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ever see the shore, the waves lap up onto the shore and then go back into the sea? Did you ever see the waves decide, you know, I think I'd like to go up a little further, another mile or two up inland? Never happened. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, Rahman al-Islan, for unusual circumstances. But basically speaking, the world keeps to what the Ribbono Shel Olam instructions and how Hashem instructed the world. So then, this person, this objective person who feels himself going off the track a little bit, so he's supposed to say, Eich lo yisbayesh adam. How can you not be ashamed of yourself? Lavor bris elokav. You're violating the bris of Hashem for you. Be'olam shelo avar bris elokim bo, in a world that doesn't do that. Bozerim, shechivam babudoso, and with the help of those very things that Hashem instructed to help you, take your fingers and you put it around somebody else's money. The things that Hashem told you to, gave you that you can use for useful purposes, you go against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shelo avru al bris habore bo, but the fingers never went against Hashem. They didn't stop working. So anyway, the person is supposed to think this, and say, so become shocked on this, and say, wow, so this is going to help me get back on the track. So I have a question. The sun has no choice. The waves have no choice. I have a choice. So what inspiration am I supposed to draw from the fact that all of the things in the world that are instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to operate the way they do, what is spyless, what inspiration is going to shift me back onto the proper derech when I see the world doesn't go against the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The world can't go against the wishes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps we can say, as we said before, everything has a toel. If a person realizes everything has a function, it's a chush of a mission that everything has in the world. The sun has its course. The sun has its mission. Everything has a purpose. The only thing in the world that's bottoming out is you, he says to himself in the mirror. You're the only one that's not fulfilling what you were put here for. That could shock him into an awareness. If the feeling, I can't waste myself, if the feeling that I'm here for a purpose, everything else has a purpose, everything else is fulfilling its purpose, and I'm not fulfilling my purpose, if the feeling that we have to accomplish, we have to fulfill what we're sent here for, we have to fulfill that toelis, if that is strong enough within us, then the Kataka say, I'm the only one in the world who's not keeping my share. I'm not the only one in the world. I'm the only one who's not doing it. Let's go to another point. And that is, as we see in the physical realm, when a person has a craving for something, that means that the craving that he has is somehow necessary for his benefit, for his health, for his growth. For example, appetite. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal says, appetite's a miracle. When a person needs food, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside the system that he craves food. Do we see a person craves purposefulness? If so, if we can find a makor for that, if we can kind of find a source for that, then we can say that just like food is essential to the physical well-being, then purpose is essential to the spiritual well-being. Because we crave it. Abosai, I believe we have a source. In Parshas Bahar, the Torah is talking about an Eved Ivri. The Torah says, the Pasuk, Lo sir de vo beforech, you shall not make him work beforech with hard labor. V'yoreisa me'alokecha, and you shall fear Hashem. Now, what hard labor you assume that the Pasuk is talking about? Hard labor, digging ditches in a hot day. No, it's not referring to that. Rashi tells us, Melacha shelo litzorech, it's an unnecessary job, kidei la'anoso, to persecute him. Al tomar lo, don't tell him, hocheim li es hakos hazeh, heat me up a cup of hot water, for who ain't tzorech, he doesn't need it. Ador tachas ha-gefen ad she'ovo, hoe around the gefen until I come back. That's what it is. Maybe you'll say, well, he won't know. So that's why the Torah says, V'yoreisa me'alokecha, Hashem knows whether you need it or not. But if he does know, then it's an inui for him. But I would like to draw a parallel to the word beforech. Look at this word. The Torah says, Lo sir devo beforech. Don't subjugate him. With beforech. Do you remember that word, Rambosai? Pesach not so long ago. Remember that word, beforech? Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael beforech. It's the same word. And Mitzrayim, they made the b'nei Yisrael work beforech. There Rashi says, Bavoda kosha ha-mefareches es aguf mishabarta. It's a crushing avoda. How do we equate cooking up a cup of tea, a cup of hot water, with crushing work that breaks the bones? How do you equate that? So, it looks as if we're saying the emotional turmoil, the emotional hurt that a person undergoes by doing meaningless behavior is so awesome, it's so great, it's so catastrophic to a person's self-image that it's beforech. In a physical world, what would be beforech? In a spiritual world, in an emotional world, it's unnecessary behavior. With all of this, we see that the need to develop a feeling of purposefulness in one's life is exceedingly important. I'd like to take one more step here, and that is to now discuss what is our talents? What is the talents? Let's get in touch with what am I supposed to be achieving? You know, Rabosai, in an army, if you have, in the moment of battle, a private that weakens, it's a serious thing. A private, he has his gun, but he faints back. They're serious. If the captain of a regiment weakens in the time of battle, it's much more serious. And if the general of the army weakens in the moment of battle, and it's an utter catastrophe for the country. So then in discussing our tachlis and what am I supposed to expect of myself, shouldn't we try to gain an insight as to what we should expect of ourselves? What is our tachlis? Am I a private in this world? Am I a captain? Am I a general? Could it be I'm a general in this world? If it is, then fulfilling the tachlis of a general It's exceedingly important. My Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik, Kodesh Levracha, Rabbi Leibowitz, in one of his shmuzin in Kedoshim, he brings down a medrash. Rabbi, it's a surprising medrash. And to tell you the truth, I learned it before, I didn't understand it. But maybe we have a derech to try to understand the Rabosai. Adam. I dare say, Rabosai, we're the general. It's very important to know we're the general. Where do we see it? In the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba says as follows. Omar, Rabbi Hoshea, Bishah Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon. When the time that Hashem created Adam HaRishon, Ta'u Malachei HaShores, the angels made a mistake. U'bikshu Lomar Lefonov Kadosh. They wanted to say Kadosh in front of Adam HaRishon. Mashma. So this sounds like, Rosh Yeshiva says, that Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, before the Chet, Hoya b'madrega kol kach elyona b'midas ha-kedusha, was so great in the mid of kedusha. At shebikshu malacha yashores loma lefon of kadosh, they want to say kadosh of Adam Rishon. Lo hoyu yecholim lahavchin beinola v'en kadosh baruch hu. They couldn't make a difference. They didn't know. They didn't know the difference between Adam and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I found this medrash so over my head. It's one of those things that, well, I'll never understand it. You had to, you know, I have to understand a lot of yediyos, a lot of sodos, before you can even approach this Maimar Chazan. But then it occurred to me, maybe, to say a little pshat in this medrash as follows. Abosai, can a person look at the sun? Let's say a brilliant, brilliant sun on a cloudless day. There's no way. It blinds his eyes to look at the sun. If I would tell you that there's a sun which is 100 million times greater than the sun, really doesn't. I'm blinded anyway. So I can't see between the one, I can't see between the other. Once I'm blinded by one, so to me it's all blind. I can't discern. Adam HaRishon was so great, he blinded the Malachim. Adam so filled the Malachim's eyes with his radiance, that they were struck blind, so to speak. There was no room else. That this must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was the whole. That was their vision. This great HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so much greater, but they were blinded by Adam. In any case, I'm not sure that's the pshat. At least maybe a derech and havana, maybe. Rosh Yeshiva goes on. The yadu yisodo shel asaba mislabodka. It's known the principle of the altar of Slabodka that even after the Chet, Adam HaRishon, and he went down from his great Madrega, Adayin Tavua Bo HaKoach Lachzor L'Gedulah. We have within us, latent within us, a Koach to get back to that. Kemo Shemotzinu B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah. It's a phenomenal Asheraz poskas or hamosim shall bnei Yisrael. The chazir the madrigasal shall adam rishon kolam achid. By Kabbalah Satorah, the bnei Yisrael regained the madriga of adam rishon kolam achid. Why do we dwell for a few minutes on the great madriga of adam? Because I'm saying adam is a general. And how do we fulfill our tachlis if we think I'm a private? If I think I'm a private. What do I have to expect in myself? Rosh Yeshiva says, V'chayiv kol adam, every person is obligated, lahakir, to recognize, otsem gedulaso, the essence of his greatness. Shenivra Bitzelem Elokim. That he's created Bitzelem Elokim. He has kochosav. He has to recognize his kochos. Rav Chaim Volozhinov in Nefesh HaChaim, he quotes the Mishnah in Avos. Da malamala mimach. So he says, Rotzalomer. He's saying it's Bichlal Kavanosum. Now you're not saying this is the Pshat. He's saying Bichlal Kavanosum. Karov Lishmoa, he says it's Karov that this is also Pshat. Im ein charoe beinecho, even though you don't see it with your eyes. All of the inyonim, the noroim, that are done from your deeds. But you should know, all of the things that are happening, in the upper worlds, givoe givoim, hakol mimcha. Who? You hear that? Da, mala mala, mimcha. What's above is from you. The normal pshat is, you have to know what's above you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying, mala mala, kama, mimcha. It's from you. Shem, unbelievable. What does this mean? This means that we're the generals. This means, al pi maisecha, according to where your actions lean, al pm yetsu veyavo, by way of that, al pm, according to them, it will come about. What the person does with his life, what a person decides to do with his life, has the ramifications. Incredible. Rosh Yeshiva says we have to know who we are. Person has to know. He's created Bitzelem Elokim, Beskochosov, Shahakorazos Teoruro, Leval, Yebazbez, Eschayov, Yeskochosov. He won't waste his time. He won't waste his life. Person knows who he is. What can be expected of me? I'm a general. Kochos, the Olamos Elyonos, are affected directly because of me. Malamala Mimcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a koach. Now, if we put it, not to be taken too far afield, Rabosai, I mean, we have to be practical a little bit. So let's look at Yesod V'Shor Shu Avodah. Basically speaking, mitzvahs, Torah, mitzvahs, Torah. That's what it is. Our day, every day, learning, observing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's our lot. But we have to pay attention to it. That's our tachlis. He says, Kol Iker Briyas HaOdom, Yesod V'Shor Shu Avodah says, the Iker, the primary reason for the creation of a man is Lasos Nachas Ruach Liyotzo Yisbarach, is to bring Nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our tachlis. That's our toelis. That's our mission in life. The flowers have it, the daisy has its mission, the sun has its mission, the sea has its mission. My mission is bring nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch. That's why I created. HaSeichel Mechayev, the Seichel obligates us, sheyishtadel ha'odom kol yimechayev. A person has to try, destroy. Rabosai, lo alecha hamalecha ligmor. We don't have to finish the whole thing. We have to try. Person has to try, kol yimechayev, all of the days of his life, the harbos, to make more. How can I give Hashem more nachas? The harbos nachas ruach lehabore yisbarach v'yisale b'kol eisu v'kol shah u'b'kol rega. Every moment. Ach mahus hanachas, but how do you do that? Okay, let's talk actual. Put it on the table. What is this supposed? What is my regimen? My daily regimen here. I'm into bringing nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what's the daily regimen? So he says, "Hanmahus hanachas al derech klal." The nature of that nachas we bring Hashem is hayira v'ha'ahava, yira and ahava, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'maymer akrosif. Ve'ato Yisrael mo Hashem Elokecha shoel meimoch. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the tachlis. Here, Hashem is giving us our assignment. Ma Hashem Elokecha shoel meimoch kim le'yira u'le'ahava. To fear Him and to love Him. U'pirtei ha'yira, the particulars of yira, he mitzvah lo sase, not to do what I'm not supposed to do. And the particulars of love, he mitzvah sase. That's it. End of the paragraph. That's it, basically speaking. What Hashem wanted me? Yira and ahava. That sounds pretty simple. How do I do it? You have Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Tak. Have a Shulchan Aruch. Okay. If you want to know how to do it, look up in the Shulchan Aruch. You have a Musa Svarim, teach you about the Midos. It's all there. Just don't do what you're not supposed to do. And do what you are supposed to do. And then realize the greatness that we have, that we will bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will try to expect of ourselves this great and huge tachlis that we have. Elsewhere, Yesod V'Shosh Avodah says what I call the five checkpoints. He doesn't say it that way, but that's I think of it that way, the five checkpoints. What are they? Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, Re'iya, and Shmiya. Thought, speech, action, seeing, and hearing. And he brings down, basing it on the Chovos HaLevavos, that a person has to be wary all the time of all of these things. Is what I'm about to think going to advance my avodas Hashem? If so, think it. If not, don't. If what I'm about to say is going to advance my avodas Hashem, say it. If not, don't say it. What I'm about to do, if what I'm about to look at, if what I'm about to listen to, is it going to advance my avodas Hashem? So then do it. Look at it. Listen to it. If not, don't. In this way, our whole tachlis of avodas Hashem, yira, don't do a lo sase, ahava, do the ase, it's all formulated. Everything is avodas Hashem. Everything is avodas Hashem. I happened to recently read an article in the Yated Neman about Rav Vosner, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kadosh Livrach. Now, I must admit, I was supposed to go to sleep, but I couldn't. I just had to keep reading that article. I want to share a story in that article. Rav Vosner Zatzal was born in Vienna. When he was a young man, Rav Meir Shapiro, the great yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, came to Vienna on a fundraising trip for his yeshiva. He noticed the young Rav Vosner was learning with Hasmada Rabba, and he pressed him. Rav Shapiro said to Rav Vosner, "The young man, come to Lublin. Take off her hair. Join the yeshiva." When he was 18 years old, Rav Vosner traveled from Vienna to Lublin to take off a hair, to try and gain entrance into the yeshiva. Me'eze tam sheyiyeh, for whatever reason, he didn't make it, he didn't pass the fair. Well, there's a marked disappointment to Rav Vosner. He wanted, like anything, to join this great and illustrious yeshiva. But what can he do? Now he's got to go back. The whole tircha of the trip, the whole effort, all of the expense, and now a little bit of a busha is a little embarrassing. Now he's going to go back home and say, "Well, I didn't make it. So here I am." Okay. What did Rav Ozner do? The train, he had to take the train back to Vienna. But the train was not leaving for a few hours. So what did he do? Now, there are alternatives of what he could do. He could sulk. He could mope. Or, if you'll say, "I'm not going to sulk. I'm not going to mope. I'm going to sit and learn." Good. I'm not going back there. They rejected me. I'll sit in the train station. I'll learn. Basmada Rabba, in the train station. He could have used that alternative. So far, there are three alternatives. Neither one did he choose. He decided to go back to the yeshiva and sit in the base medrash. He's not going to throw him out. They didn't accept him, but they'll let him learn. So he went into the base medrash that had just rejected him. He went into the base medrash, sat down and learned Basmada Rabba. Made it, Gamzel Tova. Who should walk into the base medrash exactly the time he was learning there? Rav Meir Shapira. So the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, "Oh, you recognize them? What are you doing here?" He said, "I came for the Bechina. I came for the test, and I didn't make it, so I'm going home." So Rav Shapiro said, "Let's give you a trial period. Why don't you say 3 months? We'll see. Stay 3 months." The Rosh Yeshiva overrode the decision of the Bochein, of the tester. He allowed him to stay 3 months, and he stayed 5 years. Now, what was it, Rabosei? Well, if we use the formula of the Yesod of Ashur Shavodim, checkpoint, or 5 checkpoints, what am I thinking? Is it going to advance my Avodas Hashem? I'm not going back there. They didn't accept me. I'm not. No. Not advancing. That's not a very good thought at all. What he was probably thinking was, I could learn better in the base medrash. I'm going to sit in a train station. Learn better in the base medrash. The thoughts, the action, the motivation. What is. But I'm a general here. I've got to achieve. I've got to accomplish. I've got to learn. I've got to maximize my moments in this world. I've got to achieve my tachlis. My tachlis is Torah. Mashem shol melmoch. What does Hashem want of you? Yira, ahava. I have to expect it of myself. Could very well be that those 5 years, nobody knows, for sure, nobody knows, but it could very well be that it was that decision to go back to the train station. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bashkachoso HaPratis, brought Rav Shapiro in, because he was there. He brought Rav Shapiro into the base medrash. Rav Shapiro, without that, he would have gone home. Rabosai, Mistama, if he would have gone home, he wouldn't be Rav Ozner. The Rav Ozner that we know, I'd be a big Talmud Chacham if he would have gone home. I don't know for sure. I'm guessing. It seems to me that it fits that he wouldn't be the Rav Ozner that we know. But it was there in Lublin, under his Rebbe, Reb Meir Shapiro, that gave him such a chizik, that gave him such godless, that vaulted him to be one of the Gedolei Ador. And what was it? It was the checkpoint. Thought, Dibur, Maisa, Re'ia, Shmir. Everyone has to be consistent with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. It all goes back to tachlis, to fulfilling my tachlis, to recognizing my godless. I'm a general. The world is impacted, not only this world, Olomos Olyonos. And with Siyata Dishmaya, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help this great and illustrious and enormous task that we have to bring Nachas Ruach to him.